The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Boy, just 15 years old, gunned down, shot and killed in Pagedale. The major case squad is now activated. They are working this case.
The Power of Two's Chris Renier is live in Pagedale with what we know right now. Chris.
We're in John, good morning to both of you. St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney Wesley Bell telling us that a couple of persons of interest were detained in this case. However, we have not heard of any official charges just yet. 19 major case squad detectives are working this investigation out of the Pagedale Police Department just behind us here. A major case spokesperson telling me just a short time ago that the squad worked late into the evening last night and will be reconvening here a little bit later this morning to continue that investigation. This violence all unfolded about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Pagedale police responding to the 1500 block of Purdue for a report of a shooting. When they got there, they found the 15-year-old boy shot. He was pronounced dead at that scene. We understand the teen was found in an alley off Boynton Avenue near a park and playground. There were multiple evidence markers at the scene, which typically indicate things like shell casings. At this point, the victim's name has not yet been released. The scene just a short distance from the police department here. Prosecuting Attorney Bell was at the scene speaking with police. He also spoke with us about the recent increase in cases in our area where young people are becoming victims of violence.
Our victims and the assailants are getting younger and younger. We have more guns that are getting into the hands of younger people. So I'm a big advocate of common sense gun safety laws, but also there are a lot of underlying issues that we have to address in our schools, job opportunities, all of these things.
That's so sad, man. So sad, so young, people losing their lives this early, young. It's a shame. So I don't know what happened or what, but it's a good neighborhood. We never had that kind of problem around here.
If you have any information about this case, you are asked to contact Crime Stoppers. That number for you, 866-371-TIPS. And remember, all callers remain anonymous, and you could qualify for a reward. For now, live in Pagedale, I'm Chris Renier.
Thank you so much, Chris. Well, a 15-year-old now in custody. This is for a stabbing death of a teenager near Jennings Junior High School. It happened last week on Horde Avenue, right by the school. Police say 14-year-old Justin Brooks was stabbed to death during a fight. We still don't know what led up to the stabbing, but investigators say it does not seem to be random. A GoFundMe account is set up for Brooks' family. You can find that on our website, fox2now.com.
Well, following that brutal fight between high school girls, Missouri's top law enforcement official demands an investigation of the Hazelwood School District, specifically policies that the Fox Files investigators have been questioning for weeks now. Attorney General Andrew Bailey questions the Hazelwood School District demanding resource officers take diversity, equity, and inclusion classes, despite county police and Florissant police saying they already get the training through the state. The debate was sparked after that attack on March 8th. It sent 16-year-old Kaylee Gaines to the hospital. She's in critical condition with a fractured skull and brain bleed. The Fox Files found Kaylee's school does not have SROs because county police have not come to a working agreement with the school district.
Someone was shot early this morning in the Metro East. The shooting appeared to be in a home on North 54th Street at Caseyville Avenue in Washington Park, Illinois. This was around 2:30 this morning. Illinois State Police joined the Washington Park and Caseyville Police at that location to investigate. A St. Louis Sheriff's deputy is arrested after his 2-year-old nephew shot himself Saturday. Our partners at the Post, they report the shooting happened at a family gathering. Ferguson police say the toddler wandered into a room and found the gun. According to the St. Louis Sheriff's Office, the child was critical, but the condition is improving. So far, no charges are filed, and police say the deputy is released and no longer in custody.
There was a moving prayer vigil last night at Incarnate Word Girls' School, the Catholic school. It was for their basketball coach who had a heart attack. It was on March 15th. Incarnate Word Academy's basketball team won the semifinals. Shortly after that, head coach Dan Rolfes had that medical emergency. Incarnate Word went on to win the Class 6 state title. Now, his team says the thought of him gave them motivation to win. It's like, well, let's win one for the Gipper, as they say.
I mean, he's impacted my life in more ways than he probably realizes. He's impacted more lives than he probably realizes. I don't think he thinks he has as much of an impact as he truly does. So, I mean, I'll just thank him for everything that he's done for me.
He's going to learn about this as he recovers. Right now, Coach Rolfes is heavily sedated to allow his heart time to recover.
St. Louis firefighters were busy with a fire at a vacant house on Cote Brilliant Avenue at Annie Malone Drive. This was in the Ville neighborhood of North St. Louis. There was heavy fire showing when firefighters got there just after 2 this morning. No word yet on a cause for that fire. Meanwhile, a massive fire destroys a barn in Roxana in southern Illinois that caused thousands of dollars worth of damage. 6 departments and more than 20 firefighters battled these flames yesterday morning. The owner, a former firefighter, called in this fire. He said something wasn't quite right and a tractor and other items were missing. The owner believes thieves might have set the fire to cover their tracks. Roxana Fire Chief Robert Newberry says it's still too early to say how that fire started.